opening to your experience of here. Now, just this, just this moment. With a relaxed and receptive attention. Connecting. Kind attention. I think that this form of attention that we are cultivating here is one of the kindest things that we can do for ourselves, allowing our experience to be as it is. Is a form of love. Isn't this what we want from others in a way? When we want to be loved, to be accepted for exactly who we are. To be allowed to be ourselves. To be seen. And this is what this kind of attention is, seeing ourselves. Being with ourselves without judgment, just as we are. And feeling into the challenges and the beauty. As we open to our experience, receiving the breathing, recognizing emotions and body sensations, and we start to recognize that there are different processes happening. Almost as if we are a naturalist observing nature. In fact, we are just observing nature here. Our bodies are nature, our minds are nature, unfolding due to conditions. And so as a naturalist observes experience, observes nature, and begins to understand different processes at work in nature, sees how they connect, how they influence each other. So too, as we witness and observe our bodies and minds, we see these interrelationships, these connections, these conditioned processes influencing each other. There are several processes at work in our human system, many perhaps. Maybe we can just simplify it right now. And there's processes of body and processes of mind. And this is what we experience as we open with mindfulness, the body doing its thing, feeling, sensing, receiving sights, sounds, smells, taste, touch. In the mind, responding, feeling, thinking, experiencing emotions. And processes of body and mind are interrelated, and yet it can be useful to be aware that they're different processes. Understanding the difference between body processes and mental processes. On the surface, this might seem obvious, and yet there are many ways that we confuse these two. What is the physicality of our body, the experience of the touch sense? There are different sensations of the body. We can almost get familiar with the way the body communicates through the sensation level of experience. And the body communicates through simple sensations in a way, many different kinds, but kind of elementary or rudimentary. So, direct kind of experience of body sensation might be sensations like vibration, pulsing, tingling, pressure, heat or coolness. Maybe hardness or softness. Maybe sensations of moisture. And so, in this moment, what are the sensations in the body? Maybe exploring a place where sensation is obvious in this moment. And seeing, can you connect to that experiential level of sensation? Whatever area of the body you're attending to, see if you can let go of the idea of that part of the body, for instance, hand or shoulder or knee. Just let go of that concept and feel, how is that area being experienced directly? Relaxing and seeing if you can receive how the body is communicating rather than diving in and focusing. Just relax and let the body speak, communicate through its language of physical sensation. One of the ways that our mind kind of conflates body and mind, mental processes and physical processes, gets them confused, is that sometimes we relate to our experience through the idea of the body, the knee or the hand or the foot, as opposed to what the actual experience is. The concept is in the mind. Maybe we can drop below the concept and just touch into the physical experience. And then there are relationships that we have with our physical experience. We like certain sensations, we don't like other sensations. That liking and not liking is in the mind. It's a relationship. There's a difference between the sensation and the liking or not liking. Can you recognize that they're different? Oh, there's a stabbing, burning sensation. And not liking is happening. You don't have to stop the not liking. But just be aware that that too is a process in relationship. The stabbing, burning sensation conditions the not liking. And maybe conditions something more than not liking, conditions frustration, aversion, anger. These are mental differences. There's a difference between the sensation and the reaction. And yet they're related. They condition each other. And at an even kind of quieter level or a deeper level of difference between body and mind, there's the sensation in the body, vibration or pulsing or tingling or heat or coolness. And then there is our understanding or our sense of whether it's pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. This too is actually mental. The mind makes this interpretation of pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. So there's this stabbing sensation, and right now it feels unpleasant. Or there's a pressure, and the mind feels it as unpleasant. Different parts of the experience. Receiving this experience, this moment, what's here, and recognizing is it a bodily experience? Is there mental processes at work? These different processes are so connected to each other. A sensation in the body can condition a reaction. Unpleasant sensation, conditioning, frustration. And our mental processes can also condition the physical, the arising of an emotion. Delight or joy might have a correlate in the body, bubbly light feeling in the body. And offering these reflections this morning, this is not so much something to try to do as a quote instruction, but more of a pointing to something that may be able to be seen, recognized, and experienced. And so relax and just continue your practice, being here, being with experience, curious about this human experience. Receptive, allowing what's here, and even if it's not allowing, maybe that not allowing can be allowed in a like bigger container just this moment, just this. Having a curiosity about the different processes at work, kind of especially a curiosity about the difference between bodily process and mental process, the difference between body and mind, can really help us to come more fully into what's actually happening in our experience. To begin to recognize, as the teaching of dependent origination shows us, how much our minds, our experience, are influenced by our minds. How much what we are taking in is influenced by our ideas, our views, our beliefs. And how those can get confused. How there can be a kind of a confusion in the mind about what's going on when we're not aware of these different processes at work. So an example, I'll make it kind of concrete. On one three-month course where I was sitting several weeks into that three-month course, I was waiting for my interview with my teacher. And sometimes on those retreats, the teachers get a little behind in the interviews, and so I was waiting for quite a long time, maybe, 10 minutes or something. And so I was sitting there practicing in the waiting. I was sitting there just experiencing what was happening in my body. And what I was mostly experiencing was anxiety, which was not uncommon for me in waiting for the interviews. And so I was noticing that. I was noticing the anxiety and noticing that it had a kind of a, there was this kind of a vibratory, kind of agitated energy in the body. But the mind was recognizing it all as anxiety. And I had quite a bit of time to sit with it and notice it. And at some point in this, minutes into this noticing, 7-8 minutes into noticing the anxiety, I was kind of intrigued by the awareness that this anxiety had not much shifted in the noticing of it. And this was unusual at this point on the retreat, that by this point the mind had gotten quite able to connect with experience, and it was really connecting with experience. Often there would be shifting and changing. Something different would happen. And that wasn't happening here. So that kind of piqued my interest. It's like, what's going on? And the mind kind of shifted at that point to be more curious about the actual physical sensations. I had been noticing this energy in the body, but the mind had been recognizing anxiety. Had kind of associated that sensation with anxiety. But then I just, the mind, this wasn't really a kind of conscious choice, but kind of because of that recognition that, wow, this is kind of staying the same, the mind took another look. And so it started paying closer attention to the sensations, which were vibration and pulsing, and kind of, they were kind of starting from the bottom and they were kind of bubbling and shifting up through the body. There was an upward energy to this sensation. And so it's like these waves of energy running through the body, going upward in this kind of vibratory and delightful experience. And in that moments of really touching into the physical experience, the mind recognized what it was experiencing was rapture, which is a mind state that's associated with concentration and can have physical effects in the body. It's a delightful experience at times. And it was in this moment delightful. That was a kind of an eye-opening experience for me because the context of the situation, sitting waiting for the interview where I had habitually been experiencing anxiety, you know, I'm speaking after 3 days of not speaking. What am I going to say? How is it going to be to talk? So there was this habitual mental formation of you that this is what happens to me in this situation. And so the sensations that were happening were interpreted as anxiety. And while the mind was noticing it as anxiety, that's what it was experiencing. Those sensations felt unpleasant. And then as the mind began, it let go of the label of anxiety and began to be curious about the actual sensation level, that's when the mind understood something else. The sensations in that case actually were pleasant. The interpretation in the mind, kind of the view or the perspective, influencing not only what the mind was experiencing, you know, the idea, this is what happens to me here, anxiety. So just the belief there, kind of constructing that state of mind of anxiety and the sensations being felt as anxiety, unpleasant. And then the kind of the deeper dive into just the sensations. And so sometimes it really is helpful. Gil yesterday mentioned that when there's an emotional experience happening, it can be useful to touch into the body. There's often a physical correlate to emotions, especially strong emotions. There's some kind of a physical experience that's connected to, conditioned by the body, the mind, conditioned by the emotion, the body conditioned by the emotion. And it's useful, it can be useful in that exploration of the body to let go of the idea of the emotion, maybe just set it to the side. It's like, okay, well, here's, maybe it feels like fear or anxiety or something. And what's the experience in the body? Maybe there's some vibration in the chest and the maybe a little contraction in the stomach. Those sensations are the sensations, not the fear itself or the anxiety itself. There can be a connection between them. But there's a lot of emotions, actually. I heard at one point a neuroscientist or maybe more of a psychological, biological psychologist who had been studying emotions in the body, and she said, you know, emotions are not in the body. The emotions are felt in the body, but actually the actual bodily experience we have related to emotions, she said there's about four of them. And the four different kind of states of body related to emotions. And the vast variety of emotions we have, what we think of all the different varieties of emotions, primarily our mind, primarily the ideas and the kind of the sense in the mind. The mind also has a kind of a sense. So fear, aversion, for instance, has this kind of separating sense. You know, like, ooh, get me out of here. So that's in the mind. And that influences how we feel the body. But she was pointing out that actually the physical side of it, it's not that different emotion to emotion. There's a few. There's like four different physical experiences connected to emotion. That got my attention too. So, you know, in touching into physical sensations, sometimes we feel something and it's like, oh, this is happening. So that must mean I'm feeling fear. This vibration or this contraction in the stomach, that must mean I'm feeling fear. Well, maybe and maybe not. And so kind of having this curiosity about these physical sensations. And sometimes we use a practice. We haven't particularly talked much about it in this retreat of using a kind of a recognition or a naming of our experience to support us being with or connecting to what's happening. And that's what I was doing in this anxiety and waiting for the interview situation, was I was using that recognition. It's like, oh, anxiety is happening. This is anxiety. And so I was using that recognition and feeling the bodily sensations. But when I let go of that label of anxiety and started noticing vibration, pulsing, tingling, that was when the mind began to recognize that this is something different. And so sometimes we might recognize our experience through the lens of an emotion or through the lens of physical experience, and being clear about what you're actually recognizing. If you're feeling kind of a vibratory energy in the stomach, vibratory energy in this area is what's happening.